The Nobel announcement came as President Obama's Middle East envoy was in Jerusalem. George Mitchell is trying to get a fresh start on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, but there are no signs of a breakthrough. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Jerusalem, there was mixed response to Mr. Obama's Peace Prize.
While official reaction to the Nobel announcement from both Palestinian and Israeli leaders was positive, on the streets here both sides took a different view and were in rare agreement. Outside Jerusalem's main market, 43-year-old Israeli Shlomi Oster said that Mr. Obama did not deserve the distinction.
He's brand new at his job and hasn't accomplished anything yet. What peace are they even talking about? We are still at war here. There isn't any peace. Something definitely stinks.
At an Israeli checkpoint near the Old City, Palestinian Samer Abu Tayeb expressed a similar frustration.
He doesn't deserve this award. He's been unable to pressure Israel on anything. What kind of peace is he preaching?
President Obama promised to make resolving the Israeli-Palestinian issue a centerpiece of his foreign policy agenda. But in a recent poll, only 4% of Jewish Israelis described him as a supporter of their country. And Palestinians, too, are growing angry with the lack of progress in the peace talks. This afternoon, on the outskirts of the West Bank city of Ramallah, youths hurled stones and burned tires, while Israeli security forces responded with tear gas. After several months of relative calm here, there have been repeated clashes like this one over access to a compound in Jerusalem's Old City, which is holy to both Muslims and Jews. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell met the Israeli and Palestinian leaders today, but he seems no closer to reviving formal peace talks. Comments to Israeli radio yesterday, the Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman said that a final deal wouldn't be reached for years, and anyone who thinks otherwise is out of touch with reality. On the Palestinian side, President Mahmoud Abbas has been severely weakened by a recent about-face regarding a UN report on the Gaza war. The so-called Goldstone Report accused Israel and Hamas of war crimes. Abbas, bowing to U.S. pressure, initially withdrew a demand to have consideration of the report expedited. That caused outrage among Palestinians and across the Arab world. Abbas has now changed his position, backing a move to have the report considered as soon as possible by the UN Security Council. But a prominent member of Abbas's party, Mohid Awab, says the damage is already done.
It's very serious and will have far-reaching effects. People's confidence in Abbas has eroded. The consequences will be dramatic for the whole Palestinian scene.
Those are already being felt. Awad says the Central Committee of the ruling Fatah movement met yesterday and agreed that Abbas would not be allowed to make any more concessions to restart peace talks. The issue is also affecting efforts to ease tensions between Fatah and the Hamas militants who control the Gaza Strip. There were reports that the two sides were ready to sign a reconciliation agreement later this month in Egypt. But speaking to NPR, Hamas spokesman Ismail Radwan says that is now on hold.
Abbas's decision has had a negative effect on the Palestinian political situation. We are not ready to sit with those who conspired with those who killed and injured our people.
Fatah leaders say Hamas is using the Goldstone flap as an excuse. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.